So today we're going to talk about loss. See, people don't understand what loss is. To lose your keys. To lose. Say you went and you go bet some money in a game room or gambling on the table. You're taking a chance. And you lose your money. See, losing and lost are two different but kind of the same thing. I'm going to say losing. We're going to look up. I'm going to tell you the definition of losing. Suffering results in or relating to defeat in a game or contest. The losing side. That's what losing is. Like suffering. It could be suffering resulting in relating to defeat in a game or a contest. Like, girl, I'm losing my money betting on this. Girl, I'm losing my mind. You're losing. You're suffering. You're, part of you is detached. So then we're going to go to lost. Tell you the meaning of lost. Past and past particular of lost. Unable to find one's way. Not knowing one's whereabouts. Help. We're lost. Stray. Astray. Off course. Something that has been taken away or cannot be recovered. Bygone. Past. Former. That is the definition of lost. My brother was murdered. Shy from 4 months. He actually been dead 3 months and 22 days. And 7 more days would be 4 months exactly. And I've been feeling lost. I've been feeling broken. I've been feeling like I'm missing something. Like I have a hole that has been ripped out of my chest. I've been feeling angry. I've been feeling this kind of rage. I've been feeling depressed. I've been hurting. Feeling incomplete, torn, tossed, broken, bent, frustrated. Like I'm losing my mind. I lost my grandmother and a couple of other relatives. But all of it was natural causes due to like something with sickness, heart attack, pain. My brother was beat and shot in the head and left at a gas station. It actually made the news, a fatal shooting leaves a black man in a van at a Shell gas station on 45 in Westmount, Houston, North Freeway. My brother, I don't even know how long we was out there. I know it had to be for hours. So the people came and picked up his body. I don't know how many times I screamed, how many times I cried. Part of me felt like I was there and not there. I passed out, like literally fainted. And like literally passed out, like I wasn't not there, like I had an out of body experience, like I'm standing here, but my mind and parts of me was somewhere else. And when you think that you take a loss or you lose someone, that it brings your family close. You think that it draw you near to each other. Well, I'm the oldest of six. My brother that died was the second oldest. So we have four younger siblings. So now with him being gone, it's just me and the four younger siblings. And you would think that it would be this closeness. You would think that it would be this happiness or us trying to make a bond to be there for each other in our difficult time. It should be like we're trying to comfort each other. One of my brothers stay in Austin, the other one stay in Pennsylvania. I have one brother in Houston, and my baby sister, me, and my mom. Me and my mom we stay right next to each other. Are we close? Yeah, we close in distance, but emotionally, no, I don't feel like it. Me and my baby sister, right now, she's not even talking to anyone. My baby brother, he was gone 12 years in prison. So he missed out on 12 years of memories with my brother that we had and have and cherished that he didn't have. My brother was 37 years old. He didn't even get to make it to 38. We was literally the same age for 1 month. And then I just turned 39 October the 10th. I felt bad in a way that I'm celebrating another year and he didn't even get to see 38. I felt like, how can you go and have all this fun when a part of me is gone? It has been so hard, man. Sometimes I don't even know how I get out of bed. I feel like if it wasn't for my kids, that I wouldn't even have a reason to even just continue. Oh, and I have a Frenchie, a dog that keeps me busy too. He's like having another kid. I feel like they give me this drive and this motivation. I've been following this guy named Michael Todd, Pastor Todd of Transformation Church on YouTube and Instagram. I don't know his full story because I just started following him not too long ago. But I'm reading one of his books, Crazy Fate. And when you say the word crazy, it's like, let's go back to the definitions. the definition of crazy. Is mentally deranged, especially as manifested in a wild or aggressive way. Stella went crazy and assaulted a visitor. I am crazy about Cindy. See, crazy can mean like mentally, like you're something in you is like mentally deranged. And then crazy can mean like I'm crazy about something, or I'm so into something, I'm so in love with something, I'm so like, you know, it can be a adverb or a noun. That's what they're saying. Extremely mentally, you know, you can use crazy in so many ways. But when he said crazy faith, it made me look, and I had to buy this book on Amazon. So I've been reading it, and it's talking about faith. And not just any kind of faith, crazy faith. And chapter one of this book says, it's not only crazy until it happens. It says, it's only crazy until it happens. And it made me think, like, it's only crazy till it happens. Man, I'm telling you, like, when I lost my brother, I thought that people even thought that I OD or I self-destruct, or I would probably be next to go. And I probably think that some people thought in my family, like my co-siblings, I'd be thinking like, do they think like, would they rather it had been me than my brother? I be thinking like my mom, like, you know, like, would she had rather it be me, or, you know, and save him, and like, but, I mean, and the murder had nothing to do with me, you know. My brother got murdered behind a girl. We're living in a time where people are killing people over people. Like, being in a relationship, being with a person, and then this person is with another person, and then they playing with this person's emotions. So, this person now wants to hurt or harm whoever is around this person. Like, that's how the world we're living in. People are killing people. Like, they're not letting you play with their feelings. They're not letting you treat them no any kind of way. They're not letting you walk over them. They're not letting you hurt them anymore. They're literally taking people's life. Living is crazy. This world we live in today is very crazy. Man, you don't know what to expect when you walk outside. You don't know what you're going to get today, tomorrow, the next day. You're living in a world where every time you turn on the TV, somebody done killed somebody. Whether it's a woman, child, or a man. Whether it's an elderly person. Somebody is gone. Somebody didn't make it to see another day. Somebody that's not breathing, somebody is burying somebody they love, then we have this disease, COVID. Where did it come from? It is a airborne disease that you can catch it just being outside around somebody. Just being 6 feet close to somebody. Just coughing and breathing in somebody else's breath, or being at somebody's house just drinking out of a cup or picking up a dish. Like, you can get this disease. Like, and I know I'm going all over the place. I'm just telling you the world we live in and all these things that's happening. And you worrying about COVID and people is dying from this disease. So you have to worry about COVID and not dying from that. And then to, on top of that, add the heartache from someone murdering or killing someone you love because they fell for the wrong person, or they loved the wrong person that didn't tell them that they were dealing with somebody else, or that you have women and men that are playing with people, emotions and playing with people's feelings. Alexa, disconnect from Danny's fire sticks.
I'm sorry about that, y'all.
Not disconnected from Danny's fire.
I should have had that already taken care of. I had the fire stick going. I mean, Alexa, you know, she's so loud. But it's just, we're living in a world like people are dying, and it's like, it's nothing you can do about it. Like, I done lost so many people to COVID, and then my brother to murder, and people, like, you know, I feel like if it was COVID, I could, you know, like, breathe a little bit different. I think the thing that hurt me so much about losing my brother is that it's the way I lost him. Like, he was beat with 2x4s and sticks. These two brothers jumped him, and he was trying to fight him, y'all. He was trying to fight, and he wore glasses, so they knocked his glasses off and he couldn't see, so he was swinging all in the air, trying to, like, get him close enough to his reach so he could punch. And then after that, my brother got so tired of fighting him, he just sat down, and the guy went upstairs, came back down with a gun, and shot him in his head. And somebody videoed it. We live in a world where they video everything. So the video was leaked and we got to see it. And it was just so heartbreaking, because I think, to me, the not knowing was a little easier. The not knowing to me was a little easier to take. The not knowing was a little lighter on me. Could breathe a little better. Because the knowing would actually happen. It's like a reminder every day. It, like, plays over and over in my head and in my mind and in my heart, and it just breaks my heart over and over each day. But this is the world we live in, right? This is the world we live in. Yeah, so I just wanted to get on here. I don't know if someone has lost somebody or is just feeling lost or broken. I just wanted to get on here and let you know you're not alone. You're not alone. So, you're not alone. I'm here. I feel your pain. I know how I feel. I feel it. I relate. I understand. I do. I get it. I promise I get it. And you're not alone. And I pray that God sends you a sign through somebody, someone, somewhere, and you get a little faith, a little hope, a little smile, a little something, man, that'll brighten your day. If you have kids, hold on to them. If your family is not supporting you and being there for you and being your rock, you have to find other things to hold on to. So I've been praying more and grabbing closer to my kids and getting closer to my kids because it hurts. It's like a hole. It's, and I get it. And you just have to find some joy in this world that we live in. I have to find a reason to smile. I have to find a reason to get back to some kind of life or happiness or joy, you know? My grandma used to say long time ago, this joy I have, the world didn't give it to me, so the world can't take it away. And I've been trying to say that over and over to myself, this joy I have, the world didn't give it to me, so the world can't take it away. And I pray that y'all find some joy. And I pray that you know, right now, I just want you to know that you're not alone, that you're, and I might not be saying the right words, y'all, because, like, I've been all over the place since my brother passed. I just wanted to get back on here. I haven't been on here in a while and say that because, man, like, I'm hurting. I am. And it's okay to say it out loud. I'm broken, man. I'm broken. I'm hurting. I'm hurting. And the hurtful part is that I'm single. No man, no husband. And then my siblings is off living their life, doing them and grieving in their own ways. So it's no hugs, no kisses. Oh, we gonna make it. We gonna get through this. Everybody's just doing them. I guess they say when the dust settles. Everybody just, you know, grieve in their own way. I just wanted to come out here and be something for somebody. Whoever's hurting, whoever's going through something, man, you're not alone. Trust me, you're not. If you lost someone to COVID or this evil, evil, cruel world, you're not alone, man. I'm here with you. My brother's name was Eric Wayne Curtis, and he was taken from me, taken from us, June 29th, 2021. He was a good person, a good heart. He was like a big teddy bear. He was somebody. He was my protector. I'm the oldest, but it was like he was my big brother. He always came to see about me. And that's what's hurting me the most, because don't nobody come see about me. Don't nobody kiss me on my forehead like he do. So I just want y'all to know that y'all not alone. I'm praying for each and everybody that's listening. And if you lost somebody, I'm so sorry for your loss. And I just want you to know that you're not alone. And you're able, you deserve, and you have the right to not be okay. You have the right to be angry. You have the right to be sad. You have the right to cry. You have the right to be mad. You have the right to want to shout to the top of the top of your lungs, scream, punch a pillow, break something. You have that right. But don't let it consume you. Don't let it last for a long time. Don't let it take over you. Try to find something to make you smile just one time a day. Somebody told me that I am a palm tree. And I just want you to know you are a palm tree. And one thing about palm trees, when a storm come or a hurricane, you might see those palm tree go to the left, to the right. They might bend. They go each and every way. But they always, when the storm is over, they all always come back up. It's only two ways to kill a palm tree. You have to, like, deroot it, like, cut it down, like, from the roots. Or you can't give it any nourishment, meaning water and sun, and then it'll just die from the inside. So I'm telling you that because the only way you can take yourself out is by holding all this stuff and keeping all this anger and aggression and hurt inside. And it can kill you from the inside, because it can break you and destroy you and eat you up and make you wither away. Depression is real as well. And I'll do something about that soon. And then the next way is not giving yourself the help, meaning you need to go see somebody, talk to somebody, take counseling, you know, get on YouTube or Instagram or a podcast and just vent, man. Get it out. Cry. It's okay to cry, man. I don't care. I get by myself and cry all into my pillow. I done tore my garage up. I had to clean it back up, but I tore it up, you know. I had to let it out. And I'm just telling you, you know, it's okay. Break a glass. Not your expensive vases and stuff that cost you a lot of money. Especially if you're gonna, you know, be mad later. But, you know, get your little glass, you know, that you got in your cabinet that didn't cost you too much money. Throw it on the floor, break it. Go outside, throw it, bust it. Knock some pots and pans, beat on them. Get some sticks and beat on them. You have that right. But just don't let it consume you, man. Don't let it take over you, man. Try to find some kind of joy. Try to find some reason to smile. Whether it's your kids, family, friends, a book, spiritual, counseling, whatever you need to get you the help to deal with your loss. Thank y'all for listening, man. I hope I helped somebody. Have a blessed night, y'all.